Today I'm going to be talking about the mummification of in ancient Egypt. The mummification usually took over 2 months and would be provided for the rich or very powerful, such as the pharaoh. There would be three people present at the mummification: the scribe, who would record the details and watch over the mummification; the embalmer, who would remove the main organs; and the cutter, who would make the incisions on the body. First, the cutter would make incisions, and after that, the embalmer would remove the main organs and place them in jars, except the heart, which the Egyptians believed would be necessary in the afterlife. The brain would be removed through the nose, and a hot rod would be used to make the brain droop and then would be pulled out through the nose. The Egyptians believed it was unnecessary, so they just threw it away. The body would be then washed and dried. This process took about 1 month. After that, it would be wrapped in resin and linen. Resin is a sticky substance meant for preserving the body. Finally, a burial mask is created for this body, which the more wealthier and the more powerful you are, the better looking the burial mask is. After that, the body would be then placed in the sarcophagus, which is a type of grave.